This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of the Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Merry Christmas. Welcome to you all this morning. Let's listen again to just a portion of this powerful, theologically packed piece of scripture from John's Gospel. Just sit and listen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. Do you see the Christmas story here in this gospel reading this morning? John opens his gospel by telling us not what happened, but telling us who Jesus is, where he came from, his relation to his Father. He tells us what came into being, what came into the world. He says grace and truth came. He tells us why he came. He tells us what our relation to him is. John's version of Christmas would be impossible to portray in a children's pageant. No baby, no manger, no star, no magi, no angels or shepherds. Yet it is the Christmas story all the same. I want you to think of Christmas not as a story, but as about God being born again in you. God being born again in you. This is a theologically packed piece of scripture. We can talk about it all day, conceptually, theologically, even historically. But all of that is out there. All of that is head knowledge. Where it needs to be is in here. How do we get it from out here to in here? We have to know it to be the good news. We have to know that Christ is born within us again. That is what Christmas is all about. This first verse takes us back to the very beginning of creation. God spoke, and everything came into existence. His word is the creative force that ordered all things according to himself. And every time God speaks, something new is born. God is speaking here and now, in this world, in our lives. And every time he speaks, something new is coming into existence, being created and recreated. He spoke again, and this time he spoke himself into the world in the form of Jesus Christ. His word that created all things has come into the darkness of our world, and thus into our lives, into our hearts and minds, our souls. He spoke again, and we were born again. His word is life that is the light of all people. To all who received it, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. The Word of God, the vehicle by which God entered the world and came into our lives, into our hearts, is the most creative force in the world. It has the power to raise the dead to new life, has the power to give sight to the blind, to set the captives free, to enable the lame to walk. It is the healing grace of God that is always creating and recreating something new. It is the new life that we experience in our baptism, becoming children of God, who were born not of the blood, not of the will of the man, or the will of the flesh, but of God. Born of God. That is what's happening in Christmas. That is what's happening each day as we receive the light of Christ in our own lives. Paul says it this way in Galatians that was just read. In the fullness of time, God sent his son, born of a woman, under the law, so that those who were under the law might receive adoption as children. God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts so that we might no longer be slaves but children of God and heirs of him. We are adopted into God's family by receiving him into our hearts, adopted into this new life. Isaiah says it this way, I will rejoice in the Lord with my whole being, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. He has washed away our sin and given us new life. All three of these biblical images describe what is taking place when we renounce the darkness and claim the light. When we turn away from Satan and all the spiritual forces of evil that separate us from God and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, Christ is born again in us. We're clothed with the garments of salvation, adopted into His family as his children. Again, I say Christmas cannot be just an historical event, just something that we talk about, that we keep out there as an idea. It must be something much more personal than that. It must be our confession of faith. It must be our story of salvation, our experience of God in our lives. Do we know that grace and that truth that has come into the world for each one of us? Because just knowing who Jesus is doesn't do much unless He's been born again within us. Has He been born again in you this Christmas season? Because when we get down to it, that is what Christmas is all about. That's where it all begins. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. May you encounter the living Christ, who is God with us. May His light shine forth into your world. May it reflect through you and reflect upon those who come into your midst. Amen.